This is New England Public Radio. I'm Tema Silk. We end our back-to-school book series with a tale of good versus evil. Imagine a chaotic, unjust world where society's least powerful are forced to literally eat the sins of the powerful. One of these sin-eaters, a boy named Taj, becomes the unlikely hero in this fantasy, Beasts Made of Night. New Haven author Tochi Onyebuchi tells me how his work with incarcerated people influenced his writing.
One of the things that I had wanted to work with was this idea of sin and how it melds with guilt and the idea of who gets punished for what. Particularly with my background in criminal justice and working with issues of incarceration, this is something that's weighed heavily on my mind. And to find a way to dramatize it, as I've been able to do in a fantasy setting, was very important to me.
A fundamental issue in the book is power versus powerlessness. Mm-hmm. But Taj, who feels powerless, has it within him tremendous power, mm-hmm. which gets realized over the course of the book.
Particularly being a person of color in the United States, you know, we're constantly confronted with these situations, both on a macro scale, particularly given what's going on with DACA at the moment, but also on a micro scale in our interactions with various other people. You know, you're constantly running up against sense of powerlessness, or you're confronted with the vast imbalance in the power dynamic between you and, say, the powers that be, or a member of the majority culture. And it can get so pervasive that it becomes the baseline of your existence, or it becomes the very air you breathe. One of the things that I wanted to show in Taj is how, at the same time, we are vessels of immense power. We can accomplish such incredible things, and we are necessary. I think that was a message that I wanted to sort of put out there.
And what's the quality that Taj has that brings him out of his dire circumstances, would you say? Or what are the qualities?
I think this persistence that he has in doing this thing that he knows he has to do, it's a horrible job. It's a really horrible job. And the pay is awful. But he keeps on doing it. And, you know, he has to provide for his family and feed himself and whatnot. And, you know, I'm always thinking of, particularly at one point, my mother, her second job was custodial, and she would bring us kids along to, you know, clean these office buildings. It was awful. You know, we would, as kids, turn it into a bit of a game, but, you know, we're taking out trash and scrubbing toilets and wiping down desks and whatnot. And mom kept on doing it and, like, kept on doing it. And this idea of getting it done. It's, you know, it's like the lyric in the Hamilton song, immigrants, we get the job done. That is something that I think powers Taj on his journey. I think also his ability to grow into someone who cares for other people. I think
because if he just kept getting the job done, he would have ended up powerless,
exactly.
Totally powerless. That's the nature of being a sin eater, but
exactly.
So something else pushes him.
Exactly. And that's, you know, being able to care for other people and trying to figure out a way to better not just his own circumstances, but the circumstances of people that he cares about.
I see you're wearing a T-shirt that says second generation Nigerian. And in your acknowledgments, you mentioned that your mother, quote, held Nigeria in her bosom while traversing an ocean and brought that place into our household, end quote. In what ways are there any ways that you'd say that the writing of Beasts Made of Night was influenced by your connections to Nigerian culture?
Writing Beasts was a way for me to reconnect with a lot of that. I'm, you know, a very Americanized second generation Nigerian, but at the same time, Nigeria is very meaningful to me. It's a place that I draw a lot of pride from with regards to my identity. And at the same time, too, it's a place that gave birth to my mother. It's the place that spirited her across the Atlantic Ocean to, you know, the United States, where she's built this life for herself and this family. And her history there is absolutely fascinating. As a child, she lived through the Civil War and the military dictatorships that followed. And oftentimes, when she speaks about Lagos, where she spent a significant portion of her life, she talks of this city that's just a mass of chaos. And everything's going on all at once. There's a lot of crime. And, you know, you have street vendors selling food. And the traffic is just legendary. But she says this all with the biggest smile on her face. And I can tell that there's no other city on the planet for which she guards this much affection. Drawing on that was very important to me in the writing of this book.
That was Tochi Onyebuchi, author of Beasts Made of Night, which will be released at the end of October.